This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India's pharmaceutical exports surpassed $30 billion in the last financial year, with the United States remaining a key market, accounting for more than one-third of the country's total pharma exports. According to official trade data, pharmaceutical exports reached over $30 billion in the last financial year, marking an increase of over 9% compared to nearly $27.5 billion in the previous fiscal. In the March this year, pharma exports registered a year-on-year surge of over 30%. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to health care in the country. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Healthy Liver, Healthy India event organized by the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences in New Delhi to commemorate World Liver Day.
2014 में देश में 7 एम्स थे, आज 23 है. मेडिकल कॉलेज 387 थे, आज 780 है. एमबीबीएस की सीटें 2014 में 51,000 थी, आज 1,18,000 है और 75,000 और बढ़ने जा रही है. और ये सब धन के बगैर नहीं होता है. 2014 में हमारा स्वास्थ्य का बजट 37,000 करोड़ था, आज 1,27,000 करोड़ रुपया.
Highlighting the importance of raising awareness about liver diseases among citizens, Mr. Shah put special thrust on a wholesome diet, adequate sleep and regular exercise for maintaining good health. Delhi LGVK Saxena and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also attended the event. Delhi Police Crime Branch has successfully dismantled a cross-border drug syndicate operating between Afghanistan, Pakistan and India. According to officials, a significant quantity of heroin, mobile phones, crucial incriminating data and drug proceeds have been seized. The police confirmed that multiple arrests have also been made in connection with the case. In the national capital, 4 people have been killed and 12 others are feared trapped under the debris after a 4-story building collapsed in Mustafabad area in the wee hours today. Additional DCP of the Northeast District, Sandeep Lamba, said the incident took place at around 3 a.m. in the morning. He added that 14 people were rescued, but 4 among them succumbed to their injuries. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has expressed condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the tragic accident. She prayed for peace for the departed souls and strength for the bereaved families to cope with the irreparable loss. In a social media post, she said an investigation into the incident has been ordered and assured that strict action would be taken against those responsible. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose has assured all help to the family of the persons killed during violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act. The governor visited the violence-affected areas of Shamshirganj of Murshidabad district of West Bengal and met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on 12th of this month. Police arrested 3 persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused, Inmajul Haq. The governor also visited the violence-hit village of Jafrabad. People demanded Border Security Force BSF camps for their protection. On the other hand, 5 members team led by National Commission for Women Chairperson Vijaya K. Rahatkar visited the family of Hargobind Das and Chandan Das, who were killed by the unruly mob on 12th of this month during protest against the Waqf Amendment Act in Shamshirganj, Suti of Murshidabad. Chief Executive Officer of Tesla, Elon Musk, has said he will be visiting India later this year. Reacting to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's post, he also said that talking to Mr. Modi was an honour for him. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Mr. Musk and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. A 21-year-old Indian student, Harsimrat Randhawa, was killed in Hamilton, Canada, after being struck by a stray bullet while waiting at a bus stop. The Consulate General of India in Toronto expressed deep sorrow over her death and is in contact with her family, offering support. Meanwhile, police are investigating the case as a homicide. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals were 73 for 2 in 6 overs against Gujarat Titans when the reports last came in at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.